This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can file this one, I think, under Boy, What a Difference a Couple of Days Makes. The week started, much as last week did, with another rough session in Shanghai. The main index there fell more than 5% overnight. That brought the month's drop so far to just over 12%. And yet, swings in Europe and the U.S. were, shall we say, muted. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going with why traders weren't freaking out quite as much today.
Part of the reason the markets aren't panicking has to do with the emotions of investors.
I think the market volatility that we see both in this episode and in general is a question of whether you see it coming.
Brad Barber teaches finance at the University of California, Davis.
And I think last week it was a bit of a surprise, but in some ways this week it's the new normal.
So investors are getting a bit more used to China's market swoons. Ishwar Prasad teaches international trade at Cornell University. He says not much of China's household wealth is invested in the stock market.
I think people are waking up to the fact that while the Chinese stock market is continuing its nosedive, it's not as important to the Chinese economy itself as people might think.
That was one reason for the global shrug about China's drama today. Another, when the U.S., the world's largest economy, is doing well, that promotes greater confidence worldwide. Also, China's government stepped in to strengthen the currency, which calmed investors' nerves about a rapid fall in the yuan. Joseph Gagnon is a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
If China lets its currency fall a lot, they can outcompete other countries, and that will hurt profits in other countries, which will, of course, push down their stock markets.
Of course, if sharp declines continue on this scale, it's anyone's guess. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.